Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Kitschel. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, at the second half of Mishnah Dalad, continuing with issues of a proper acquisition of Metzia. Ra'a otan ratzin achar Metzia. If a fellow saw other people chasing a Metzia, so it's a Metzia that's on the move, obviously. Echad svi shavur, echad gozalot shelo parchu. Let's say they're chasing a wounded or lame deer, there's one they could catch up to, or birds that don't yet fly, and this is in his field. And he says, my field acquires it for me, zachtalo, it works. But hayatzvi ratzkid arko, but if it was a deer that was running in its normal way, which it can't, means it can't be caught, or shoot goes a little part of or these are birds that are already flying, marzachtali sadi lo marklum. Then that statement does not work at all because, of course, it's not something he has access to. Now, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'hu shomed b'tzad b'sadehu. In the reisha, it only works if the guy is standing next to his field, not if he's in town and he hears there's a lame deer walking through your field and he says, my field should acquire. He has to be standing there. Why shouldn't his field work for him automatically, even if he's not aware of it? Your chatzer is kone, even if you're not aware of it, which is why if a husband puts a get into a wife's chatzer, even if she's not aware of it, or doesn't agree to it, of course, nonetheless it's kone. The answer is, that's only in a chatzer that's fenced in where nobody else can get there. Where somebody puts something there, it's already in your protected property. Like a field, which is open and other people are running through it, if you're standing there, you are kone, if not, not. In other words, you have to have knowledge, awareness, and some sort of level of access. Now, the Gemara is starting with the premise that certainly a chatzer mishtameret, if you put somebody puts something in there and you're not even aware of it, it's yours. The question is, why do we think that if it's a chatzer she'ina mishtameret, you need to be standing there, and if not, that it's not koneh, d'tanya. And now we're going to get into the issue of, as you could see from the pasuk that's pasuk number one on the page, the issue of shikhata omer, forgetting sheaves in the field, let's go to the anim. When is it considered forgetting? So that's something that the middle parakim of Masechet Peah deal with. Hayao may be ba'ir. Let's say a guy was in the city. V'omer yodei she'omer yeshli basadeh po'alim shchachu. I know that I have some sheaves in the field. I know my workers forgot him. They passed them by, they ignored them. Lo yehe shikha. And you say, that's not shikha. I'm aware of it. It's not a forgotten sheaf. Then you can't have it. Yechol lo yehe shikha. I might think that that would work. Tamloma v'shachachta omer basadeh. If you forget an omer in the field. Basadeh v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. It's only in the field, but not in the city. Now, Hagufa Kasha, the limud here is going in the opposite direction. You're trying to prove that in the city you're worse off, and the pasuk seems to indicate, the limud seems to indicate that actually in the city you are better off. Hagufa Kasha, Amar Yecholo Yeshikcha Al Mahavishikcha. He said, I might think that it's not shikcha if you're in the city and you say that, so we see from your statement that it is shikcha. But then you quote a pasuk that says only if you forget it in the field is it shikha and not in the city, implying that if you forgot it in the city, that it is not shikha. So we have to reformulate our statement. In the field, something that is forgotten from the begit-go, meaning if you never were aware of it, in other words, you bailed it and you totally forgot about it, then havishikcha, zachur vasof shachuach, but in the field, remember fields are chatzer shemishtomeret, in the field, if you have a sheaf which you were aware of and then forgot it, then zachur vasof shachuach en shikcha. My time. Why is it that if you had some awareness of it after it was bailed and then forgot it, it's not shikha? Came under kai gaba. Since you're there, havile chatzero, it's in your chatzer, v'zachtale, and you get to own it. But it's only because you're present, aval ba'ir, but if you're in the city, far away from your field, afilo zachor v'asof shachuach, even if you were aware of the bail and then forgot about it, it's still shikha, my time, delay te gabe de liskile, because you are not there in order to take possession of it. Now the Gemara raises the possibility that our inference is inaccurate because it may be local to Shikha, which is Vidilma, Gzerat HaKatuv, maybe it's just Gzerat HaKatuv, it's divine fiat, if you will. That it's only Shikha when you're in the field, not Shikha when you're in the city. In other words, not the way that we just reformulated. Maybe if you're in the city, it's not Shikha. So Amar Kra, the answer is, it says, Lo Tashuv Likachto. The Torah says, if you forget it, you can't go back and retrieve it. What's that there for? L'rabot shikha ta'ir. That's there to include even if you forgot it in the city. So forgetting it anywhere, wherever you may be, if you forgot about the bail, that's still called shikha. But if you're in the city, even if you remembered it and then forgot it, it's no good because you're not there for the kinyan to take effect. So hi my bailei lav, wait a second. Lo tashuv l'kachto is there to tell you the essential lav, which is that you're not allowed to go back and take it. So imke nemakra lo tikachanu. If that was the case, the Torah could have just said, don't take it. Why does it say don't return to take it? My lo tashuv. Rabot shikhayir. Shikhatayir. To tell you, even if you're in the city, you can't go back out to the field to take it. It's forgotten. It's lost. V'akate mayalei l'chanitan. But we still need lo tashuv for the Mishnah in Peah. It says, shilafanav ein shikha l'shilacharav yesh shikha. That if you forgot something which is still in front of you, which means it's in the row and you haven't gotten to it yet, that's not called shikha. But if it's behind you, which means it's in a row that you already passed, or in the part of the row that you already passed, then it's called shikha. Why? Shehu b'val tashuv. Because that would include returning. Zakla, this is the rule in the Mishnah. Kol shehu b'val tashuv, shikha she'enu b'val koshen v'val tashuv en shikha. Anything that would involve returning and going back to pick it up, that's called shikha. Anything that would not involve returning because it's not an area that you already passed, that's not called shikha. So we need lo tashuv to teach that particular halacha. So you can't say that lo tashuv is there to include shikhatair. So maybe it's simply gzerat katu. If you're in the city, that's not called shikha. And we don't have to reformulate our original statement at all. So Amar Ravashi, Amar Kra, Yehiya, the answer is that it has to go to the anim. In any case, l'rabot shikhatair, no matter where you are. And then we come to our halacha that if you were in the field at the time and remembered it and then forgot it, it's not shikha. Because the minute that you had that first remembering of it and awareness of it while it was already bailed, your field is kone. But if you're in the city, then that doesn't help because your awareness of it isn't kone because you're not present, thus establishing our halacha. So Chachmei Eretz Yisrael said the same thing, just like Shmuel and Bavel said, which is that our Mishnah, the rule in our Mishnah is that you have a valid kinyan when you say, let my field acquire it, only if you're standing there. So Eitevei Rabbi Abba Le'ula. So Ula, one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael who held that position, was challenged by Rabbi Abba. There's a famous story, we've encountered it several times in our Limud, of a story about Rabbi Gamliel. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel uz kinim shayu ba'im bisfina. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, and perhaps others kinim were coming on a boat, presumably from Rome, back to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Gamliel, back at home, or they were on their way to Rome, back at home, had some grain that he had not yet been ma'aser, and he was concerned about it. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Isur shani atid lamud natun le'Yoshua. Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua was a Levi. So he says, the tenth that I will eventually separate when I get home, I'm giving it to Yoshua now. Umukomo muskarlo, and I am renting him the spot where it is. V'isur atcher shani atid lamud. This was either in the third or the sixth year of the cycle. Natun l'Akiva ben Yosef. I'm giving that to Akiva, who's on the boat with me. Kadeshi's kebol anim. So he'll take it on behalf of the anim. This is a year of maser oni. Umukomo muskarlo, and I'm renting the spot where they are. That is Rabbi Abba's challenge to Ula. But wait a second. Rabbi Gamliel's stuff is out in the open. It's in an open field. And according to what you're saying, you cannot be kone something in your chatzer without you being there. And they're on a boat. And the presumption here is that Rabbi Gamliel is giving them an area as a chatzer, and the stuff is inside it and is being makne to them. So you see, Ula, and those who agree with you, that even if you are very far away, you can still take possession of something in your chatzer. So Amarle, Ula said back to Rabbi Abba, Dami haimi rabbanan kedolo gamri in shishmata. This guy seems like he doesn't know what he's talking about. Basically, he brushed him off, but didn't give him an answer. So what happened? Rabbi Abba was still bothered. Ki ata l'sura amar lehu, hachi amar Ula v'hachi eti otvite. He came to Sura, to Bavel, and he said, this is what Ula said, and this is what I challenged him, and I didn't get an answer. So Amrli Ahumar Rabban, one of the students said that your challenge is not a good challenge because you misunderstood the case. Rabban Gamliel Metaltali Agam Makarki Knalahem. Rabban Gamliel was not giving them a chatzer and then having them acquire the grain inside the chatzer. He was giving them the metaltalim, the grains, as a kinyan agav with the karka, which we're familiar with from Kiddushin, from the middle of the first parak, that you can give somebody karka, which you can do in absentia, by kesef, bishtar, and then agav, along with that kinyan, you can give them metaltalim. So now, that was the answer that was given in the Beit Midrash. Rabbi Zeira, who was in the Beit Midrash, kibla, he liked that answer. Rabbi Abba lo kibla. Rabbi Abba didn't buy the answer. He said he thought his challenge was still good, and he still thought that you should not have to be in the present, in the vicinity of your field, for your field to make a kinyan for you. So Amar Rava Shapar Avi de lo kibla. Rava says Rabbi Abba was right not to accept the answer, because the point about the kinyan agav is incorrect. Why? If they were going to do that sort of kinyan, then why didn't they just use a sudar, a handkerchief, a turban, something, and make a kinyan chalipin? Make a kinyan chalipin. He doesn't have to rent it and take money from them. If all he meant to do was a kinyan agav, all he would have to do is a kinyan chalipin to give them the area, and then give them the fruit along with it, the grain along with it. Ella, what's the answer? Tova tana in a mamon, l'knot menu b'chalipin. The answer is tova tana, which we dealt with earlier in Bava Kama, which means my rights to give maser to whichever Levi I want to. I don't own the maser, I have to give it to him, but I have a certain interest in being able to give it to whichever Levi I want. That's called tova tana'a. He said, that's not considered mamon, and therefore chalipin is not, it will not work with it. So therefore, hanami tova hana no mamon liknot al gavi karka, and therefore, there hana tova tana is not considered significant enough to do a kinyan agav. So therefore, when I'm giving you the field, it's not going to work to make a kinyan agav for the metaltlin, because the metaltlin aren't mine. I'm giving you something that's yours. My choice of who to give it to is not significant enough to make a kinyan agav. Just like chalipin, which is why they didn't use chalipin. So Rav is saying Rabbi Abba was right not to accept the answer. They won't make a kinyan agav. It was chatzer. But in the end we say, Velohi, actually Rav is wrong. Matnot kahuna netina ktiva bahu. When it comes to matnot kahuna, like maser, the Torah says, v'natan, all you have to do is give it. Chalipin derach mekach memkarhu. Chalipin is a form of transaction. And therefore you can't use chalipin to give maser. And therefore your challenge, well, if they did that, why didn't they use chalipin? The answer is they couldn't use chalipin, because chalipin looks like transaction. It looks like the coin's buying his trumot and the levy's buying his masrot, which is not only wrong, but it's disrespectful, it's degrading. So metaltin agav makarka, etina olim tehi. But to do a kinyan agav is a perfectly good giving. To give you karka and to give along with karka to give you the metaltin that I owe you is perfectly good. So therefore, the fact that they didn't use chalipin wasn't because the rights to give are not significant enough. It's because chalipin is a wrong kinyan to use for masrot. But kinyan agav is not a wrong kinyan to do for masrot. And therefore, what he did was a kinyan agav, and that's why they didn't have to be present. There wasn't a kinyan chatzer. Okay, that's answer one. That's a whole mahalach of answer one to Rabbi Abba's challenge to Ula. Rav Papa had a different approach. He said, Rav Papa amar da'at acharet makna otan shani. Think about the difference. In the case in our field, there's a metziah, which means nobody owns it. Now I'm trying to take possession. Nobody's giving it to me. I'm taking it for myself in my field. But in the case on the boat, there's Rabbi Gamliel who is being maknet to them. So when you have a bardat who is being maknet the thing to you, then maybe you don't have to be present. How do I know that difference? When is a dat acheret maknet? Did none. Ra'otan ratzina charvin siyah. Take a look at our Mishnah. V'yam Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to see this on the next Talmud dealt with a little more in detail. Rabbi Yochanan said, commenting on Mishnah, "Who sharatz acharenu megiyan?" That's only if you could run after them and catch up with the things. Ubay Rabbi Yirmiyam, what did Rabbi Yirmiyam then ask? B'matana heyach, does the same thing work with a gift? If I want to give you a gift, does it have to be in your field? It has to be something you could reach and catch up with. So Kiva Mine Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Rabbi Abba Bar Kana said, I understood from Rabbi Yirmiyah that Afa Bisharat Zacharein Ve'im Megiyan, that with a matana, even if you couldn't catch up with it, it's good. Why? My Tama, La Mishum Data Cheret Makna Otan Shani? Because in the case of a gift, there's a giver. And the giver is the Data Cheret who's being Makna to you. So you don't have to be able to reach out and grab the thing. When it comes to a Metziah, there's no Data Cheret. So you have to have more control over it. You're forming the entire Kenyan. Think about it this way. When you have another person giving it to you, your kinyan is built really of three components. There is your interest in taking the kinyan. There is the other person's interest in giving it to you and his desire to, and his intent to do so. And then there's the actual transaction. So he has perfectly good dat to give it to you. It's in your chatzer. That's weak. But then, of course, you have intent to be koneh, or even without that intent to be koneh. His intent to be makir to you is fine. However, in the case of metziah, all you have is the physical location and your intent to take a kinyan. Well, your intent to take a kinyan will only work if the physical location works, which means it has to be something that you could reach out and grab. So where Da'at Acher, or Papa says, you don't need that, therefore Rabbi Gamliel didn't need Rabbi Shimon or Akiva to be next to his granary for the to work. I'm Rabbi Shimon to our Papa. So he turned around to our Papa and he said, what do you mean Da'at Acher? Hare get the Da'at Acher makna'uta. Think about this. In the case of get, there's always a Da'at Acher. That's the husband's intent to give her the get. If a husband puts a get inside a chatzer she'ina mishtameret, inside a chatzer of a woman, she has to be standing there for it to work. So our papa's answer, shani get to ite bal korcha. Sure, a get is different because a get, she's given against her will. So, he challenges if love kav l'chomer, where papa, what kind of an answer is that? It's the opposite. Uma get to ite bal korcha. Think about this. A get could be given to her against her will. So, iomere petzad beita, vetzad chatzera in ilolo, and she still has to be standing there. Matana d'midat matana, which you have the right to accept or reject. For a kol shekein, certainly you should have to be there and an active player. Think about this. In the case of a get, the woman's intent is not a player. So why should she have to be present? She still has to be present. So certainly in the case of matana, they have to be present. So why didn't Rabbi Shimon and Akiva have to be next to the granary? Ella amar Ravashi, so we have to reformulate the answer. And that is, chatzerit reboi mishum yad velogar mishlichut. And this takes us back to the sugya we dealt with in the previous podcast. What is kinyan chatzer? So he puts the two opinions together and says, chatzer is really an extension of yad, but it can be no worse than a shaliach. So therefore, what's the halacha? It's brilliant analysis. Gabe get the chov ula. In the case of a get, it's a chov. And what's the halacha of a chov? Of something that's to your detriment. It's to her detriment to get a get. Ein chavin ladam el b'fanav. You cannot act on someone's detriment without their presence, without their consent. And therefore, she has to be present at the chatzer in order for that to work, because her chatzer is in effect, can be no stronger than a shaliach. Gab matano, when it comes to a matano, it is chutulo. But Rabbi Gamliel giving the masro to Rabbi Shua is all good for Rabbi Shua. Therefore, zachin ladam shalom b'fanav. Therefore, his chatzer, which Rabbi Gamliel gave him over there, and there's the Da'at Acheret, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have to be present because Achin Adam Shalav Fanav, the Chatzer acting as a Shaliach, is acting on behalf of Rabbi Yeshua without Rabbi Yeshua having to consent or even know about it. Okay, Gufa. So Ra'otan Ratzin Achar Metziah, etc. Amar Yirmiyah Rabbi Yochanan, Behu Sharat Zacharin Megiyan. We saw this already. Yirmiyah says in our Mishnah, it's only if you could actually catch up to the deer or the chicks or whatever. Bar Rabbi Yirmiyah Matana Yach. And then he asked, what's the story with the Matana? Do you have to be able to reach them? And Rabbi Abba Kana said, Rabbi Yirmiyah told me that the answer was, even if you can't reach them, because we had Da'at Acheret. So now, boy, Rava asked the following, Zarak Arnaki, Petach Zevi, Atzah Petach Acher Mahu. What if somebody takes a money pouch, throws it through a door, and it goes out another door, goes all the way through a house, never rested? The question is, Avir She'in Sofon Lanuach K'munach Dami, do we say, it's kind of Klutah K'mishonucha, went through the air, do we say it's as if it came to rest in the house, and the Chatzer is Kona, or lo? Our Papa the Rava, so our Papa said, somebody said to Rava, Lav Hainu Matnitin, isn't that our Mishnah? Ra'otan Ratzina Charm Tziyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ayachon, Usharat Zacharin Megiyan, Rabbi Yirmiyah Matona Hayach, Liban Rabbi Abba, Karnam, Matona Afavish, Sharat Zacharin Vein Megiyan, had entire Mahalach. We have our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan said, it's only if you could catch up with it. And Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what about a Matona? And he said, in the end, you don't have to be able to catch up with it. So it sounds as if this money pouch goes through your house, somebody's mafker money pouch, or they want to give it to you, and they throw it through the house. It sounds like your house, the air is already koneh because you don't have to be able to reach it. So our Rava said, no, it's not the same. Amar le, mitkal gel kamar, you're trying to prove it from something that's rolling on the ground, like a deer or chicks, as opposed to this in the air? Shani mitkal gel t'kemunach dami. If it's rolling on the ground, it's like it's at rest. And therefore, you can't compare it. Here, the guy threw it in the air, and the question is whether or not we consider it to come to have theoretically, in the abstract, come to be kind of caught up in the house, and that his house is cornered for him, or do we say, no, now that it went out the other door, it's now still Hefker and not owned by anyone else. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next Mishnah on Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.